Blog Talk Radio.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good Doc.
Well, as Summer Madness plays, offensive madness has exploded here at MetLife Stadium. Jets at 6 points, and they turned around and got a 2-point safety, got a 2-point conversion with the touchdown, six zip game, and now 16-0. Wow. It's third quarter, 7 minutes and second left. Gets up 16-0. Live at Life Stadium, looking for Dusty to join the jump shot. Dusty was honored yesterday at City Field. Him and the other presidents of the Hispanic Organization Society and the Fire Department were recognized and remembered. And wow. Come on. Great effect. Dusty, too, brought the first pitch to Hispanic Sandy Koufax through his in the dirt. Now, I know you ain't going to hit this pitch ball, but he didn't. Catch a quarter, though. That was important. And we're going to talk football. The Browns. So the Raiders let him go. Patriots grabbed him. It's the 100th anniversary of NFL football. Big games coming up, two Jets here against the Bills, a division rivals, two AFL teams, and then it's the Cowboys and the Giants, two division rivals. Hi, the pitch hurts you. Hello, Chance. On the pitches, out of football. Pat Mahomes, that's if I could give me a call. I had Dusty on the show, too, got to set it up. Call. It was telling Pat Mahomes at the time he called that only 207 yards in the first quarter. He got over 300 yards in the first quarter. Nick Foles, I keep saying, Foles for a long time, got hurt. Oh, wow, got paid and he's hurt, so that's a big touch was going with that. Browns were behind for a while in their game. Redskins up against the Eagles in theirs. And we have all those scores and what's going on for you here. Doc Stanley, Sports Net Blog, Doc, we don't trust that God's network. But, like we always do, have to. They're going to open with prayer, and we'll talk football, we'll talk baseball, we'll just talk. I've been putting the Blog Talk Radio. Let's go ahead and do it. Touch defense really played well too here today. Well, without further ado, I'm going to get into our prayer mode. John Colson, Richard John Pereira, here on Sports Club Block Talk Radio on the Western Heart Radio Network.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Without further ado, it's credit time for me and you. I'll say hello to Rosie out in Porto Redondo, Brazil, and our other Eduardo, our famous pilot. Big fans here and listeners of Sports in Depth. We thank you so much. Happy birthday. My man Eric, Queens Telford. Yesterday was Glory Gaines' birthday and birthday. We plan this year salute of Independence Day for Brazil, September 7th. Come on, legendary little Mel. Happy birthday, Brazil. Happy birthday, Squeeze. Happy birthday, Glory. I've seen this question by Frank Reed on the Trusting Government Network. John Coates and Jesus Christ, dear Lord. Lord, we thank you for another day. One more fun to have you roll out of your way. Thank you for last night's laying down, this morning getting up. Thank you for clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, food on our table. As the brother of Lily said, clothes on our right mind. We know not what tomorrow brings, but by the grace of God, we know who brings it. All honor and glory in your name and darling Son Jesus. Amen. And with that, jump shot and Dusty is joining us. Dusty, you with us?
Yep.
Dusty? Okay. We want to first dedicate this show to you and your organization, the firemen that were there, and the fire department, the training society. So we just want to take a moment to salute you, and at the same time, realize that you are the link. And it's okay. You're in the very ball that nobody could ever do. And we got Jumpshot in the stands. How's it going looking for you guys out there?
Jets are winning 16-0. Right now, Buffalo is making a little bit of a run. We're moving downfield, roughing the pass, a penalty, preventing the Jets from getting the ball back. Looks like this year you really can't, touch the quarterback but so much. They're protecting the quarterback. So, unfortunately, because of a rough and a pass, a penalty, Buffalo still has the ball. They're now moving downfield. Josh Allen, who is now the number one quarterback here with the Bills after being traded from the Arizona Cardinals, who drafted him number one, is in charge here. So, the Jets have a bend but don't break defense. So far, they've been able to hold Buffalo at bay to zero, but Buffalo is moving the ball. They're now down on the Jets 25-yard line. It's 2nd and 12. Buffalo on the 25-yard line up in New York.
The Jets had a big offensive explosion. They got 2-point safety. The defense was carrying them. Then they came along, got the touchdown, and they came along, got the 2-point conversion. So they're rocking and rolling. Right now, my guru, football guru, Ed Miller is going to join us. We got jump shot, and we got Chandler here. Let's talk a little about this for a second. Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. I just thought with 4 turnovers in the first half, I was really hoping our offense for the Jets could have done more. But with that said, they got a two-score lead only, and that's what I'm worried about. And we still got a lot of time left for the Jets. Buffalo, to me, is showing great defense. I'm very happy about our defense so far. And that's my assumption of the first half.
Le'Veon Bell is playing a very steady game today. He has scored his first Jets touchdown. Also scored a 2-point conversion. Jet defense has held now. It is 4th down, 12. It's on the 25-yard line. Buffalo's attempting a field goal. There is 3 minutes and 52 seconds left in the third quarter at MetLife Stadium.
I agree. I'm pleased with Bell, too, because it's been a while since he's been on the field in a regular season game. So I think he's doing a good job. Had some nice carries as well. And he's already got another touchdown, as you mentioned.
Buffalo 3.
He kind of helped stabilize the offense and, you know, giving Sam Donald, you know, another offensive
and
weapon and to help establish a balanced attack here. Buffalo did get the field goal, a 42-yard field goal. So the score now is 16-3, New York, 3:48 left, third quarter.
All right, to begin our game, the Pepsi cap will go under helmet number 2. And our contestant will follow the helmet. And when it stops, just let us know which helmet you think the cap is under. A little faster now, go those helmets. Round and round they go. Pay attention. All right, is the Pepsi cap under helmet 1, 2, or 3? What do you think? An answer card.
Free agent signing. Offseason free agent signing C.J. Mosley is also having a steady game today. He's been involved in several plays, breaking up several plays, and I believe he has an interception also in this game. So he's been a free agent signing for the offseason and is playing well today for the Jets.
Here's another Verizon Red Zone update. Washington and Philadelphia. Eagles are trailing big in this game, but Carson Wentz to Sean Jackson from 53-yard touchdown.
Philadelphia is beating the Washington Redskins in the third quarter, 21-20. Brian Flores in his coaching debut with the Miami Dolphins is losing badly to the Baltimore Ravens, 49-10, third quarter. Brian Flores, his coaching debut, not a good one, as the Miami Dolphins are getting hammered by the Baltimore Ravens, 49-10. Still 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Games around the league. The Los Angeles Rams, who are playing down in Charlotte, North Carolina, are winning against the Carolina Panthers 16-10. That's also in the third quarter. Le'Veon Bell has 54 yards in today's game on 13 carries. Sam Donald has completed 17 passes for 25 yards, 130. So, as the Jets have the ball in the third quarter, 3:48 left, and they're winning 16-3.
Sell on the carry. Phillips with the stop. Second and 5 from the 30.
Third
and 3 from the 32.
Hello? What's that? Yep, that's
here. Third quarter.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
2 minutes and 42 seconds left in the third quarter.
Okay.
Jets have the ball.
Yeah, he's good. Dusty, you here with us? So we had Dusty with us. Okay. The Vikings are winning big by a shutout. You also know that Kansas City's a big. Young John, I'm going to ask you to drop off. We'll call you. Have you call back shortly. And
okay.
Get back to the studio. Thanks a million, baby.
Thank you.
Buffalo just scored 16-3. We both think it's not bigger. Dustin, you with us?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. What's going on?
Okay. Well, Dustin, first of all, we want to bring you in here, salute you, and once again, the name of the organization that we honored yesterday. Can you give us to one more time
here? Yeah. Well, it's the Hispanic Society of the Fire Department that was organized by us. For four or five guys, 1962, and just like any other fraternal organization, in the job, of course, the Irish guys, the Aero Society, Italian, the Columbia Society, the Vulcan Society, which was African Americans, you know, so on like that. So we came in as pioneers or immigrants or whatever you want to call it. And we decided to have our own, organization, fraternal organization. At that time, there were about, five, six, maybe no more than seven Hispanics, mostly Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, a couple of Dominicans, and some one or two Spaniards. And we formed our alliances, and through the years, with our efforts and recruiting, we try to get more guys. You know, but the thing is that what I'm gratified today in the year 2019 is the fact that we have become like, I guess I used the phrase yesterday when you interviewed me, and I'll say it again, is that the United Nations of Latinos, you know, because now we have Ecuadorians, Colombians, Venezuelans, Mexicans, Costa Ricans, all Latinos of different countries, but all Latinos, you know, and it's growing. Mm-hmm. And we also have, a three part of the fire department itself, because it's the regular fire department and the EMT and the fire marshal's office. And we're all scattered all over the place, you know. In my time before I retired, I was very happy to see that we had the first Hispanic and Puerto Rican, Carlos Rivera, who was lieutenant in Engine 41, to become fire commissioner. At that time, I was about retired. I sort of thought about not retiring because I wanted to be under his administration, but then my time has come. I mean, it was 30 years of battling the Red Devil, the fire. I think it was time for me to leave, but it was a great achievement. And, of course, selfishly as it sounds, I would like to see another Hispanic fire commissioner or maybe chief of the department. So yesterday was a get-together of all my brothers that I really haven't seen in quite some time. Miguel Ramos came in from Florida. He always comes in. And the other guys came from Philadelphia, whatever. And this is the younger generation, actually, of the members and the past president. So yesterday was a glorious day, and I know I was the joke of the year when I was honored to throw the first pitch, and it was a ground ball. I think so. I have more fun throwing the wrong pitch than if I had thrown the perfect pitch, because it went viral on the Facebook and all over. Friends of mine, family of mine saw us all again from North Carolina, Philadelphia. They said, "Oh my Lord, I didn't even know this guy still existed." But the fact of the matter is that, thanks to the Hispanic Society, we get our children are grown. We know each other. A lot of us know each other for over 50, 60 years, and our children have grown together. And the fact of the matter is that was a great, great day for me. I really emotionally feel very happy, and I was able to sit down and reminisce and see my guys, and we just relayed the same message to the younger guys, the younger president, Jose Prosper is the new president of the society, and I congratulate him for running the ship as even and more aggressive than we were able to do it. And so on down the lines. And then they have the annual dinner dance in October. And another fundraising, because we do give our scholarships to kids who go to school. We do a lot of helping in the communities, not only the Hispanics in the community, which is our primary target, but throughout the entire five boroughs of the city. So basically, this is what it is, a fraternal organization that's involved in heroically, not only in saving lives and all that, but at the same time, extending the life and the education of the community. That's basically what we are. To me, they're all heroes.
And what's the name of your organization again, Dusty?
The Hispanic Society of the New York City Fire Department.
Okay, and now can you give me the name of all the people that were there yesterday, all the past presidents, the guys, you guys that were there in that picture? Can you name me all the guys that were in that so we can mention them here right now?
Oh, yeah. Hold a second. Oh, gosh. Let me see. There was Ricardo Diaz, Miguel Ramos, Jose
right.
Prosper. Hold on.
We're moving to the final quarter here. Jets are up by a nice margin. I guess I'm going to put it on the league for you. And we had them. The Vikings are up.
Doc, you still there? I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Dusty.
Yeah.
We're here.
My man Croquet, John, Andy, Hector Hernandez, Jose Garcia, Miguel Ramos, I said, Joey Diaz, Luis Torres, Jose Prosper. And those were the past presidents, and then you saw some other younger guys who are just members of this great society who are also learning the ropes and pushing forward to make the city greater and safer. And that's basically who we are. The guys in the pictures were all past presidents of the society who carried the mantle after we retired and went on to other things that we're doing. But we're still connected. We're still connected. We still help one another. That's basically what it is. You know, and I appreciate you and Francis as your show. Yeah. And you continue, and I appreciate you.
Very proud of you, man. Well, we're very proud of you, man. Very proud of you.
Of course.
You've always been a pioneer. You've always been a guy that stood up. I remember, you know, people don't realize what a great MC you've been. The integral part you played, not only from a Latin standpoint of view from the fire department, but from a musical standpoint of view. You and Ralph Mercado were instrumental in bringing Latin music to America, to pushing Latin music into the platform that is now elevated to. And you rubbed shoulders with the greatest, the Queen, Freddie Cruz, the King, Tito Puente. I remember sure you did a great job. I'm saying, I'll let you in a minute, but we're looking at the Jet game. They're up 16-10.
Wow. Is this an example of maybe Super Bowl bound, or this is just a one game? Because they look awesome. When they tied up, when they got these two young guys, Le'Veon Bell and Bellamy, was it? These guys are fantastic. I mean, they're running to the Buffalo defense.
Five tackles, interceptions.
Mosley, yeah.
He's home recovery, yeah. He's been a one-man gang.
Right, he's
returning
one interception for
31. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes has thrown for over 300 yards already. And the game that Kansas City is playing against, I believe it's Jacksonville, but I don't know the update on that, is that Nick Foles got hurt. And so we don't know what
happened
to him right now.
Yeah, he's got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Let me ask you a question. How many of you ask a question, Doc? How would the Giants be against Dallas? They're coming in up later. What's your take on the makeup of the so-called new Giants and with Barkley coming in against?
I see the new Giants just finding new ways to lose. They're still a bad football team.
I see.
Say what you like to say, pro or con with Beckham. You can't lose a guy like Odell Beckham. and then not replace him.
He's
irreplaceable. But then, you know, then they picked up one guy. He's on suspension already. The other guy got injured.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think the core of the problem is, which people don't want to admit, Eli Manning is not the quarterback he used to be. He was an outstanding quarterback. He was never a great quarterback, but he's not the same quarterback. And I don't know if we can ride the legs of Barkley. You know what I mean? One of the things that helped him last year, had Beckham to take the pressure off, and there were games where Eli was like, Eli, whoa, I don't just think he's carrying the load by himself. Today's game, will tell us a big thing. What's happening today at 4 o'clock, how they play the Cowboys in Dallas, a division rival, a team in their division, we will see.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of questions will be answered today in Dallas, especially with Dallas now having Elliott back. You know, there was questions.
Elliott, he got the contract he deserved,
he's back. So now we're going to see how good the Giants are against a good football team. This is a very good football team.
Right.
So that'll tell us a lot. Yet today, right now, they've got a big lead. They're in the fourth quarter. They did some kind of crazy things, but they look good. The defense looked very good today.
Right.
And, you know, W is a W.
Yeah.
So that's about that.
Go ahead. Well, the Bills seem to have woken up in the fourth quarter and they're running the ball, and they're running the ball. So I don't know whether the Jets have cooled off or tired, but they seem to be pretty sharp. But the Bills seem to have woken up a little bit. I guess they got the wake up pills. But the game is becoming competitive now. The Jets are 16 points against a 3. So we'll see what happens. But I still, if I were a betting man, I got my money in the Jets. They're still gonna pretty well.
Update real quick: Philadelphia has come back and taken the lead against Washington. It's a 29-20 football game now.
In
Philly. Washington was up pretty big at one time, but Philly has come back 29-20 in that particular game. The Jets, too, one thing with Minnesota is up huge against Atlanta. Are you ready for this? 28-0. Minnesota is beating Atlanta 28-0
Are you serious?
With the whole quarter left.
A baseball score.
28-0. Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, and what's his name? But during the preseason games, Philadelphia looked sharp. They were pretty sharp then.
Hold on.
Gotcha.
Tennessee is leading Cleveland 22-13.
Are you serious?
Cleveland Browns, who are supposed to high powered team right now with the fourth quarter just starting. Tennessee is up 22-13 against the Cleveland Browns, and the Browns are here next Monday night to play the Jets.
Oh my lord! You probably got your eye on the eagle, but what's Beckham doing?
Well, Beckham has scored the touchdown point, but right now, that's good. Kansas City is beating Jacksonville 37-12. Pat Mahomes is 24-31 with 375 yards and 3 touchdowns. He's been around to 400 yards going there. 375 yards is already thrown. Dusty Baker called us about 15 minutes before we went on air. He was talking about then. He said he already had 211 yards in the first quarter. But right now, Kansas City 37-13. Pat Mahomes, 375 yards. 375 yards.
Buffalo's coming through. Buffalo's coming through, and they just scored. Allen, the quarterback himself, scored the running touchdown. So now it's 16-9.
Here's the bit. 16-9. Let's wait a minute now. Here's the put down. 16-10. And this is where the Jets are hurting because the Jets have missed the extra point and a field goal.
If
you take the extra point and the field goal, it's 20 points that they have instead of 16.
Exactly. I don't know what's wrong with that rookie. The rookie that they drafted, who's been missing extra points, been missing field goals, right now.
Jesse, have to go any further. With him missing the field goal and the point after, he'll be missing by next week too. He won't be around.
that's, That's what I. That's exactly. You took the words out of my mouth because I'm saying, is there a backup kicker? I mean, maybe this guy, he has missed everything. And he was drafted with a highly high anticipation, but then again, he was having trouble during the preseason games. So, I mean, yeah, isn't that a message to Garcia that something is wrong? You know, they want to keep him. And when they started cutting the ball players, I mean, then they cut a kicker, then they got rid of one kicker and they kept him. Something's wrong here. His management has to really put their brains together and say, hey, this guy hasn't looked good in spring training. Now we're going to keep him. And now look what he's done today. He's done more damage than what this quarterback did just now running into the end zone. What's going on here?
If he kicks the field goal.
7 points. Is it 7 points?
Jets still have a 10-point lead.
Yeah,
still have a
10-point
lead. There's a lot of time left for this football game. So, Dusty, hold on a second. Humphrey, the mother here, come in for a second. Don't move, Dusty.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing, flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No. Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills
little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. Life.
But let's live, everybody.
Live life. For the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, to save our world, to save our sweet world, save a world that is destined to
And with that message, we're going to ask you to tell everybody good night in Spanish.
Buenas noches, todo el mundo. Dios lo bendiga siempre. And always, and Doc, I appreciate you and Francis covering my story last night at the City Field. And it's a great feeling of brotherhood. So thank you very much. Take care. God bless. Now, the Jets got
it. Jesse,
right. Yeah, go ahead.
What's the name of the Hispanic Society?
The Hispanic Society of the New York City Fire Department. This is a fraternal organization that's...
Oh, yeah, I thought they had a special name in Spanish.
No, La Sociedad Hispana de Bomberos de Nueva York. It's a simple translation.
Okay.
Yeah, the Hispanic Society, Sociedad Hispana, of which Jose Prosper is the current president.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Love you, baby. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. God, take care. God bless, baby. Take care.
Thanks, Beth. And with that, our closing song is What I Do. Kurt Whelan, Layla Holloway.
wonder how. Don't bother asking how it's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm love. It's what I do. Nothing you do, nothing you say, nothing could change the love that I promised you when I promised you I'd stay. It's 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm loved. It's what I do. Yes, I know all there is to ever know, where you've been and where you'll ever go, all your mistakes from yesterday, and the ones you'll make tomorrow. You've been trying so hard to comprehend what kind of love could cover all that sin. Just know there's nothing you could ever do bother asking how it's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm loved. It's what I do. Don't you know it's 'cause you're you? Don't worry.
well, a sudden change of events. Buffalo Bills have taken a 1-point lead, which at the point after the game would be a tie football game. Still good wins made, because it still be up with 3 minutes left. And yeah, right now, that season is really going to look at status down. But the Jets now are on the downhill side of the game, but they were way up. But the 3 minutes left, two timeouts left. So we will see. That's going to be what the Black Panther and Tristan Cutter are live from the Met Live Stadium.
first down, brother. Okay. Okay. Got it. Got it. Oh. Oh, wait. So, okay, what? First down. Well, hanging in here. It's now 17-15 for Brooklyn. Minute 12 seconds left. Buffalo has the ball. And the Sanders also have the outstanding sports staff. Block like radio on the first and guard. They're live from the last stadium. And the Jets. Looking at where they left off. Losing football game. They should have won. And get the car out. We got 30 seconds time out. It's a football game with a minute and 25 seconds left. No, excuse me. A minute and 7 seconds left. Closing moments of the show. My favorite one of five songs. 56 seconds and counting. Get that no more timeout. Buffalo, I don't need to call any more timeouts. Fourth and five, Buffalo. And the Jets in the timeout. They took it earlier in the quarter. They're trying to get the ball back. Stop them, Buffalo. So they stop them now. Final here. Buffalo 17. The Jets 16. Wasn't a block, but they're locked. They're like any box family. Kids.
like as you just said. Well, you get four turnovers in the first half, and you really don't capitalize too much on it other than the TD and this kicker missed an extra point and a field goal. And I don't know where he came from, but I never heard of him. Vedic. And with said, Sid thought for the Jets opener, but they had their chances.
Yeah, and that kicker, Ed, I don't think we'll be hearing from him again either. He'll be missing next week. Closing seconds. There's only eight of them. You got to be all the way down the field, in the middle of the field, there, and they got no time left. There's your football game. It's the final. Buffalo 17, Jets 16. Passing on exposing the block away on the Christian Government Network. Yeah, Reverend Fire, come on back in. Go now. Three thoughts. Larry, well, how Larry Hart supposed to, of course, having some problems in the butt. I don't know why, but okay, we'll see. Larry's supposed to assist him. The urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Serves others, don't you pray for me on earth? I am my brother's keeper. My brother come in all colors. Forgive us our case back for the permanent state of mind. All the measure of man is not the way he stands in times of comfort and convenience, but how he stands in times of challenge and controversy. I simply said from all my heart, God bless you all. Trust in God. Larry Hardesty. We'll close out the show. And we're having some difficulties here, which I'm befuddled by. But, well, that's it. Open them. 17-16, Jets lose opener to the Buffalo Bills. And right now, the Buffalo Bills lead the division. Cowboys game is coming up now. Giants, we'll probably take a peek at that real quickly. And without further ado, out of my heart, God bless you all. Good night to all of you. Fox 10, what's it up? Block Talk Radio, a question God, Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Karen, I closed out with a song my mother taught me when she was young. I learned in Catholic school. Perish, Lord Jesus.